Hello, it's Dr. Jeff with another episode of Talk Healthy Today. This episode, we will welcome another amazingly knowledgeable guest from the health and nutrition field. Practitioner Cheryl Myers is here, so you don't want to miss this episode. Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Why is it that some people can sail through life with nary a sniffle, let alone a major illness? The secret lies in a robust immune system. Creating a strong immune system is like your knight in shining armor, offering protection 24/7. How can you strengthen your defenses? Well, Cheryl Myers is here today to chat about the best lifestyle tips and immune-specific supplements to help you be your healthiest this year and for the rest of your life. Cheryl Myers is an author, practitioner, and an expert on integrative health and natural medicine. She is a nationally recognized speaker who has been interviewed by the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Prevention Magazine. Her articles have been published in such diverse journals as Aesthetic Surgery Journal and Nutrition and Complementary Care, and her research on botanicals has been presented at the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the North American Menopause Society. She's a well-known advocate for bridging the worlds of mainstream and natural medicine. A graduate of Purdue University, Ms. Myers has been clinically certified in oncology and gerontology and has an additional degree in psychology, focusing on physiological brain function, and is the head of scientific affairs and education for Europharma. Help me welcome my guest, Cheryl Myers. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, it's so great to be here today.
You know, isn't it amazing that, you know, we have certain times during the year that we talk about amping up our immune system because seasonally it's just the thing that we talk about, but the rest of the year, we don't think it's an issue?
Well, I can testify that one time I became ill in the summertime, and it was probably the most miserable I've ever been. So you can get sick any time of the year. But because people do tend to get a little bit more sick in the wintertime, partly because people are in closer quarters, we are using furnace systems that dry out the air that leave us a little bit more open to invasion from those viruses and bacteria, there's just some extra challenges in the winter month, and all of a sudden people sit up and take notice. Hey, maybe I should be paying attention to this. But you're absolutely right. We should build a good foundation for health 24/7, you know, every day, every week, every month, every year.
Well, you know, and I'm a big advocate of the tool chest mentality. You know, we should have a toolbox, if you will, with us. And in that toolbox are the tools that we need for a healthier lifestyle, like a good diet, a well-balanced diet, you know, a good night's rest, plenty of water, exercise, you know, being able to balance our stress, maybe even a more positive attitude. All of these are tools that we should have in our tool chest. But I think couple of the most important things, diet, sleep, and definitely there is an arsenal of supplementation products out there that really do make a difference in the middle of a germ-infested world.
Oh, you couldn't be more correct. You know, we do live in a germ-infested world, but we got to remember that most of the germs mean us no harm whatsoever, and in fact, many of them help us. Only a few of the germs that we encounter are ever what we call pathological, which means they cause disease. Some of the things that we're most worried about are the rhinovirus, which causes the common cold, and the influenza, the different flu viruses. The influenza, those are the communicable diseases that are the most common and that most people have concerns about. You have some issues also with some viral illnesses like cold sores, fever blisters, herpes simplex virus, that is contagious, that, you know, can be passed from person to person. That's an immune challenge as well. And you also have some folks who have concerns because they've been exposed to chickenpox in the past, and they worry about if their immune system dips too low or they start to get under the weather or have some kind of immune challenge that they might develop shingles. So there are a lot of different illnesses out there that are really very common that rely on having a strong immune system to avoid.
Do you think environment is an issue?
I think that certain things in the environment are certainly an issue. I think that One of the things I've never liked, and I'm glad that we're starting to see some changes with federal regulation, I've really never liked the antibacterial hand soaps, mm-hmm. because as we have learned, or have we not learned, that antibiotics just make stronger bacteria. I'm not against antibiotics, but I'm against about 95% of the time that antibiotics are used. I think they should be reserved for various serious bacterial infections so that they retain their strength and potency. But they have been so overused in so many situations that now we have bacteria that no longer respond to antibiotics. And I think the same is true of hand washing. Hand washing is the number one thing that you can do other than take care of your body and stay well hydrated, et cetera. But as far as external things you can do, hand washing prevents disease. Absolutely. Hand washing prevents disease. Can't emphasize that enough. But when you use the antibacterial hand wash, we're creating stronger and stronger bacteria because the bacteria that survive the hand wash are left to replicate on our skin. So I've never liked those. But yes, there's a lot of factors in our environment that play a role in setting us up to be more prone to having these issues. Part of it has to do with, as I said before, when you have a very, very dry house and you don't have proper humidification, then you start to have mucous membranes that have more cracks, and cracks are like openings in your castle wall so that the attackers can get inside your fortress. So we don't want that. We want to stay well hydrated, both by drinking water but also by having humidity in the air that we breathe. On the flip side, if you go too far down humidity, if you use a lot of humidifiers and don't take care of them properly, they can become breeding grounds for pathogens. So we need to find that happy balance between a nice, consistent, humid environment, lots of hand washing, healthy hand washing with soap and water, a non-irritating soap, maybe a hypoallergenic soap so you don't bother your hands. And I think that those are a couple of steps that anybody can take to being healthier, especially if there's an outbreak near you. We all know that there's long periods of time where no one we know is sick, and then all of a sudden in a one-month period, half the people we know are down for the count. So I think that if you've got a bug that's making its rounds in your neighborhood, there's a few of those very simple interventions that you can take to stay healthy.
You know, this is interesting. I was thinking about this the other day. I grew up in the Midwest, and it was a very small town, but we lived in an outside town. It was even smaller. The kids would take buses in, and it was a nice size area. But this was the mentality back then. And tell me if this had any validity. The parents wanted the kids to play outside, in the dirt, in the mud, in the gravel pits at the lake, the ponds, the woods, climbing trees, getting dirty, working on the farm, you know, being around the animals. They wanted the dirtier, the better, because they knew we were getting stronger from being in the dirt. But the other part of that was when one kid in the neighborhood got the mumps or the measles or the chicken pox, the mothers would gather all their kids and take them to that house for all the kids to play together. Because they figured that everybody would get it out of the way. The entire neighborhood would have chicken pox. The entire neighborhood would have the mumps. The entire neighborhood would have the measles. And this is the way we were exposed to stuff when we were kids. And we had the healthiest kids. There was no acne out in that area. We all had well water. I mean, all the kids would get sick with something for a week or so. And then they would go to school. And the city was, everybody was sick. And these kids, our neighborhood, we were always healthy. So weird mentality?
Well, I think that there's some truth to that, and I think that that's actually one way of looking at it. I believe that kids should get dirty, and they should have, you know, they should have exposure to dogs and cats and hamsters and gerbils, and they should play in the mud, and they should ride horses if they can, and I believe all of those good things. And I think that it does a great deal just to help the immune system behave itself, mm-hmm. so that the immune system is better able to maintain its normal level of vigilance, because we've seen that kids that are in too clean of an environment have much higher risk of autoimmune diseases and asthma and allergies. But the other thing, as far as getting sick with a viral illness, you're absolutely right. The strongest way to build immunity is to survive a viral illness. But then the question comes down to the risk of the children that don't survive that viral illness. We tend to think of, I had the measles. Myself personally, I haven't had the measles. I had the chicken pox. I never had the mumps. But I've had some of these diseases, and I came through it just fine. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there are children out there, even appearing, apparently healthy children that when they get some of these viral illnesses, don't do so well. And I mean, you'll remember with rubella that there were cases of children who had severe damage from the rubella, which is the German measles. And so I think that yes, quantifying it, yes, that's one way of doing it, is to get the viral illness.
But
at the same time, I think if you can build a really strong immune system and avoid it and be able to fight off the assaults from the bacterial and viral world, is a really good way to do it as well.
Well, we were healthier kids back then. I mean, we grew our fruits and vegetables. We got our meats and grains and everything from the farm around the corner. We got our milk from the dairy farm down the road. You know, we ate really, really well. The kids were so much healthier and so much stronger and so much more well-structured, you know?
For sure. And you were outside, you got a lot more physical energy, and I bet your muscles were bigger and your lungs were stronger.
Yes.
And there aren't a lot of children that are fortunate enough to be in that situation nowadays.
True.
How far did you have to walk? Well, you took a bus to school.
We took a bus.
Country. Mm-hmm. I lived in the city. I had to walk about 18 blocks to school. Now, if you have to walk more than two blocks to school, you're going to be on a school bus because the schools don't want the liability of having all those children out walking around or having problems. I mean, there's children that go to school in our neighborhood in the wintertime that wear a light jacket because they just step out of their house and get onto the bus and go to school, and then they come out of the school and get on the bus and come home. And they're not even when I went to school, I remember wearing. Do you remember the snow pants and the bread wrappers and the boots and the jacket and the hat and the scarf and the mittens?
Oh yeah, I remember it well. Standing at the bus stops, I do.
Right. So I do agree with you that you do create healthier children if you're in a situation where those kids can be outdoors a lot, pumping their hearts and their lungs and their muscles and running around and sledding and, you know, yes, absolutely. But I think that that's more of a societal issue than something that if some of your listeners are living in a situation where their kids don't have access to that, that's a societal issue where we need to help build up some of the physical programs for kids so that they have more of an outlet, even if they aren't living in an area where all those things are close to them.
Now, when you tell that story, do you say that when you tell like everybody now, do you tell them that you had to walk uphill both ways?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure we have to do that, you know. So supplementation-wise, obviously we know diet and exercise and water and good food and all that stuff. Any supplements stand out in your mind that are immune stimulant or supporters?
Yeah, immune stimulants can be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, they work, but for certain people, they're not the healthiest intervention. I like things that make the immune system stronger.
Me too.
And one of the things, well, first and foremost, I have to say vitamin D. There was a study last year that found that people who supplemented with vitamin D had better protection from the flu that was popular that year, the one that was dominant that year, than the people who took the flu vaccine. 83% of the population is probably got suboptimal levels of vitamin D on board. And we're not talking like taking 10 IUs of vitamin D. We're talking 2,000 to 5,000 IUs of vitamin D every day. That is one of the best favors you can do your immune system to helping to be strong and to fight off viral assaults. After vitamin D, another thing I've really gotten interested in is called propolis. And propolis is made by bees. And the bees go and they gather this propolis from the plants in their area. And they carry it in their bodies and they mix it with some of the fluids from their bodies and they use it like spackle. They use it to seal the cracks in the hive. They use it to protect the hive from both invasion from critters from the outside, but also protect it from bacterial and viral invasion as well. In fact, propolis is Greek for defender of the city. And this propolis, which they use in their hive, is so powerful that if a creature, let's say a little lizard or a little mouse, gets into the hive trying to steal the honey, well, the bees can kill the invader, but the bees can't remove the invader. And if they can't somehow do that, then it ruins the hive because as the little mouse putrefies, it's going to have all kinds of bacterial activity that's going to completely contaminate the hive and make it unlivable. So they cover the little mouse that they've killed because it was an invader. They cover it with propolis, and propolis is so strong, and it's antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral activity that the mouse does not decay. In fact, it dehydrates and loses all its moisture, so it actually mummifies. So beekeepers sometimes will find something that's mummified at the bottom of the hive because the bees use the propolis to protect the hive from all these pathogens. Well, this propolis, when you extract it and use it for human use, has really powerful human activity as well. So the propolis comes mixed in beeswax. And the propolis I like is from Germany, and it's called GH2002. It's the clinically studied propolis. And what they do is they remove all the beeswax, because some people actually have allergies to beeswax. So they make a hypoallergenic, highly concentrated propolis. They did a study on using this particular propolis for herpes simplex, the virus that causes cold sores. And they found that it really shuts down a viral outbreak within the first day or two that you start to use it. There have been studies on propolis for speeding recovery from colds and flus by 50% or more and dramatically reducing the severity of the symptoms. So even if you do get sick, using propolis can really help get you back on track a lot faster. They're even starting to do some investigational work on bee propolis and helping with cancer, which we don't think of it, but, you know, cancer has to do with the strength and the health of the immune system as well. So I think that that's something that some of your listeners may not have heard of before, but propolis extract that has been purified to remove the beeswax, the GH2002 is the clinically studied form. I personally think it's a lot more powerful because of that beeswax removal. I think that that's something that is new news on the immune front. You could use a little bit every day to help stay well, and you can up your dose if you actually come down with something.
Remember to stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. Then listen in. You might just hear it here, mentioned on the show. For more information on getting healthy and supporting your immune system and other health and wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store. Packed with well-researched articles, recipes, and tips, it's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Make sure to pick up your copy today. Of course, don't forget to go to EuropharmaUSA.com for great information and some book suggestions. Immune System 101, 101 Natural Ways to Boost Your Immune System, Fight Germs, and Live a Healthy Life by Living in Health. A great book. Another one you might want to look at, Super Immunity, the Essential Nutrition Guide for Boosting Your Body's Defenses to Live Longer, Stronger, and Disease-Free by Joel Furman. And a website of the week, website of the week, smartlivingnetwork.com. I have a big question for my guest, but a quick reminder from the people who make this show possible. Give me 30 seconds and then I'll ask the big question.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain. Garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
So, Cheryl, I have a question for you. Is there one nutrient that is available today that might be brand new, or it might be a new take on something old that people might have absolutely no idea that could maybe be the magic bullet for their immune system?
Wow, that's an interesting question. If you'd asked that before, I might have said propolis, because most people have never heard of it before. Mm-hmm. And it really is a new take on an ancient ingredient. You know,
Very true.
Was used even in the time of the ancient Egyptians. So people have recognized its health properties for a very long time, and it's only been within the last maybe 15 or 20 years that there's been clinical research done and refinements done that's turned it more into a clinically validated medicine. Other than that, I will say something that may surprise people is vitamin A. Vitamin A is something we all take for granted. We always think the letter vitamins, you know, A, B, C, D, E, G, F, K, L, you know, get the whole alphabet going. So people kind of toss them aside and don't think. And we talked about how vitamin D can be so super powerful in prevention, and getting your vitamin D status to a really optimal level is really strengthens and empowers your immune system to resist a lot of disease. But vitamin A has kind of gotten a bad rap, and people have started to favor beta carotene. You know, beta carotene is a type of vitamin A but it is not vitamin A. I guess I'm not saying that right. It converts to vitamin A in the body as you need it. But what they're finding is it's not beta carotene that's so antiviral. It's the retinal forms of vitamin A that have the greatest antiviral power. So when people are looking at supplements that contain beta carotene, they're not really getting the vitamin A power that they might expect from some of the studies. So one of the products that are extremely popular from Europharma in the Terry Naturally brand is called ViraPro, and ViraPro contains the retinol acetate, the highly concentrated form of vitamin A, as well as other nutrients that can make a real difference in helping people get better again. The herbal compound in there, it's not new news. It's something I think a lot of people are well aware of, is elderberry. Elderberry is some clinical studies and some published scientific model studies showing that it is both antibacterial and antiviral, has some really powerful compounds called anthocyanins. But a new take on elderberry is that it needs to be freeze-dried. Mm-hmm. Because when you use drum drying of elderberry, whereas where you just take it and you toss it in a drum until it's dry and use that as your powder, you lose a lot of these very important nutrients. So it's not just what herbs you select, it's not just what compounds you select, but how were they extracted, how were they dried, how were they created? Were the nutrients that are going to help your immune system most, were they preserved during that process, or were they damaged during that process? And that's some of the behind-the-scenes questions that can make the difference between a product that has miraculous benefits for you or a product that does absolutely nothing. That's why I am such a big proponent of really quality, independent health food retailers who take the time to do the research and the homework, so when the consumer comes into the store, they've already done some of that background checking. They've already made sure that they're dealing with companies that offer quality nutrients or clinically studied nutrients that can make a real difference in the lives of the people they're recommending them to.
You know, and I agree with you 100%, you know, because I think sometimes we, and on a big scale, we hear something, we hear a word, we hear a trigger word, or we hear about a nutrient, and then we're somewhere where we see that word somewhere on a bottle. We don't ask any questions. We just grab it off the shelf, a big box store, drugstore, or wherever, and we go home and, you know, we may have listened to an infomercial or a radio show or even read a little bit of an article or saw a news blurb, and but we're not thinking about quality, how it was isolated, is it absorbable, is it bioavailable? We're not thinking about that. And then we try it, and we might not get good results. So we throw our hands in the air and, you know, and walk away from the entire sector in that industry rather than searching out a product that truly gives you what was tested on or the quality right. ingredients. And a lot of people, I think, miss out because of that.
I hear you.
Do you, and there's no really way to fix it. There's no real way to fix that. It's just that people have to decide that they're worth asking questions and going mm-hmm. to, you know, I like to say the independent brick and mortar stores of health food stores and talk to the people that have such a passion and knowledge and get their questions answered and maybe learn just a little bit more about how to keep their body healthier and how to support a healthier defense system in your body and, you know, and sit back and enjoy the times of the year when we're more hard pressed to stay healthy.
I hear you. You know, even with propolis, which we talked about a little earlier, mm-hmm. and I talked about the propolis extract that's GH2002, there's other propolis on the market, but what people may not know is that it's mixed with beeswax and other impurities. It's crude propolis. And so they're going to get probably one-third to one-quarter of the amount of propolis on board because of the other ingredients that are just taking up space. Then that's a big difference between getting rid of all of those impurities, getting rid of that beeswax, and then just taking a pure propolis is going to have 3 to 4 times the immune power. So on the page, it looks the same. Well, this is propolis A and this is propolis B, so eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But in truth, you need to do that extra level of research or work with a health food store that really knows their stuff to help you get connected with something that's going to make a difference. A very smart person said to me one time, the most expensive dietary supplement you're ever going to buy is the one that does absolutely nothing for you. And I couldn't agree with that most. You know, that there's there are a lot of products on the market that are not necessarily up to standards, and I think that people need to get connected with really important, clinically validated herbals so that they can live longer, healthier, natural lives.
You know, there's so much information out there, and today we live in an information highway world where just a flip of a switch, a movement of a mouse, or a sliding of your finger on your phone, you can get all this information. But we have to remember that information is as good as the people that did the research or the people that wrote the articles, and misinformation is just as common as good information.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head.
You know, I'm a big believer in making sure that people have the right information and that they take the time to truly choose their supplements correctly and to make sure that they're asking enough questions, because even though we want to make a change, Cheryl, a lot of people, you know, get overwhelmed at the word change, and they'd have to be reminded that they don't have to do it all in one day.
That's for sure. I think that starting out with cold and flu season is a great start. You know, have your basic multi on board. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a great clinical essentials product, you know, the omega-3 fatty acids. Do all the right things. Drink like it's a water. Stay healthy. And then if you need extra boost, use something like a propolis extract or a ViraPro that has this clinically studied elderberry in it and the right kind of vitamin A. You put those things together, and that's where you're really going to see a difference. All of a sudden, you're going to be the last man standing at work. Say, wait a minute. Everybody called in sick today, but I'm still feeling awesome.
I think that's a good thing. I think that's a great thing. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com. For more information on this and all of my show segments, remember to go to the radio show page at radiomd.com and look for the Talk Healthy Today show, and then download the on-demand podcast of the show. I thank you all for listening. Have a great day. Stay well.